and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Tuesday, May 19, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, what is happening over at the Iron Pig you want the folks to know about?
Man, we got a whole lot of stuff coming up. We're coming up to the end of the month and in the holiday, so we're getting ready to kick off a couple of things. Our Thursday Farmers Market that's going to run from 8 to 1 p.m. out in the pavilion. We'll be starting the 28th or 29th, whatever that Thursday is, a couple weeks.
28th,
then
yes.
Then we'll be starting the following Friday as our free family movie night. So out in the pavilion, we'll be running every Friday night. We'll have a new free movie for families to come out, watch a movie. We'll have the food truck open up back, out back, bouncy house. The bar will be open out there as well. That's Friday. And then every Saturday night for roughly 19, 20 weeks between the holidays, we've got free live music playing out in the pavilion every Saturday as well. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We got a great lineup starting here in a couple of weeks.
Too cool. And hopefully the weather will be warm enough. People can sit outside in the pavilion without having to wear any coats. And that would be really great if we could do that. Looks like June 5th then is that first Friday perhaps.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And we're going to be playing The Sandlot. Who doesn't love that movie?
Oh man. Is that the baseball one where the kids hit the ball over the fence with that dog?
You got it.
Oh, man. I love that dog. He's so cool. Hey, I want to ask also the pavilion. You have a lot of people inquiring about it, special events, family reunions, weddings. Yep. You guys can do all kinds of stuff out there.
We can do any and everything you can think of to need an open space for. Again, we have open space. We have covered space. We're doing any and everything from, like I said, farmers markets. We've done rehearsal dinners for weddings, wedding receptions. We've done funerals. We've done all kinds of things. Next month, we're going to be doing an event for one of our Supreme Court justices that is running. Of course, you know, it's political season, so there'll be plenty of that's going on.
Sure.
Now that the weather is turning a little bit nicer, we'll be able to do these meet and greets outside. We've been doing them inside with, you know, the Perry Johnsons and the Eric Nesbitts and those kind of guys. So
yeah, guys running for governor.
Any and everything you can possibly think. I mean, we're looking at doing a virtual reality gaming area out there. Again, it's a wide open space. It's completely blocked off. Very safe. So any and everything you can think of, we're willing to host out there for sure.
Too cool. And again, Ian, people can go to the website, ironpigsmoke.com, look at the information. You actually have a link there for people inquiring about the pavilion, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Yep.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we're excited. The weather is going to change, honestly, I promise. And by then, hopefully the end of the month, that first Thursday is a week from this Thursday. Actually, you're saying going to start on May 28th. That goes, of course, after Memorial Day weekend. And then, of course, Friday, June 5th is the movie nights. That's when that's going to start.
You got it. And then Sundays, okay. Only about Sundays, we got breakfast buffet every Sunday, 9 to 2 p.m.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We got so much more to talk about. Ian Murphy, owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord on Old 27, across from Otsego Lake. Short break. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Our pig farmer, John Palmer, Palmer Farms over in Onaway, He said, "Hey, Trucker, give Ian my compliments on the new Iron Pig bourbon. Finally made it down there and had the best Reuben sandwich and an old fashioned ever." He said, "Tell him thank you so much." So let's talk about the bourbon. And in that type of scenario, do the bartenders ask specifically which proof of the Iron Pig bourbon they would like, or do they just automatically use the higher proof, the lower proof? How does that work if somebody goes in and orders an old fashioned?
Yeah, so usually we'll ask. Our old fashioned, especially our smoked old fashioned, is one of our best sellers that we have, especially now since we have the Gaylord Gold Iron Pig bourbon. So usually what we'll do is they'll come in, they'll ask, or they'll see it on the menu. If they ask for an old fashioned, we'll ask if they want it smoked, and we'll ask, do you want small batch or you want our single barrel? And there's a $3 or $4 price difference between the two. They are both 100 proof. It's just the difference between the single barrel and the small batch. So the small batch, we did, I think, roughly 1,200 bottles. And then the single barrel, we did about 400 bottles of the single barrel. So it's a little bit more of a unique blend. It's a one-off versus a small batch. We'll keep making that small batch over and over again. And as far as it being the best old-fashioned he's ever had, the first time I tried this recipe from our good pal Tim Bass, we just dubbed it old-fashioned candy. I absolutely love it. It truly is. You would not know that that is 100 proof alcohol that is in that beverage. It is that smooth. And the recipe for the old-fashioned is just delicious. We don't skimp. We use Demerara sugar, which is... it hasn't been refined like a white sugar has, so it still has all the molasses and all that good yummy stuff in it.
Yeah.
And we use Luxardo cherries, really high-end cherries that give it a very good flavor arc. So we don't skimp on the ingredients because we didn't skimp on making that Iron Pig bourbon. Tim and his wife did a great job going down to Kentucky, going to Bardstown, doing everything, designing the labels. Of course, we had some input as well, but it was just an amazing process to go through building the bottle, the labels, just the entire thing. And the reception to the bourbon, you know, as his message indicates, it's just a great product. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but gosh, I got to tell you, I'm going to say it one more time. It is the smoothest 100 proof alcohol I have ever tried.
And one thing that I was excited about going through the fat burning program with Missy, keeping the weight off now for 3 years this August, bourbon has no carbs. It's a zero carb beverage. And that excited me because it doesn't screw up your blood sugar. Ian, you know all about blood sugar, dealing with the thing that you've been dealing with for quite some time. Explain that process to people.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing for bourbon, and it really comes down to the distillation process, really. I am a type 1 diabetic. I got it late in my life. 27 years old is when I got type 1 diabetes. So it is something that I definitely pay attention to. Rolling it into an old fashioned, it does put a little bit of sugars into it. Obviously with the Demerara sugar, simple syrup, as
sure.
They call it,
yeah.
Is going to add a little bit of sugars. But for me, I'm burning plenty of sugars throughout my day. Not that I'm drinking in the middle of the day, wink, wink, but,
yep.
It truly is a great product, and putting the Iron Pig name on it also means so much to me as well, because our brand and everything that we built in the last 9 years, combining it with this product. And what's really great about the current batch is it's been in barrels since 2020. So it's a 5 year old bourbon, which is just, to me, great irony that 2020 was obviously when everything happened and,
sure.
And sort of what put, you know, me and the Iron Pig sort of on the map, if you will, at least with your audience for sure. So to have these two things kind of come together and be, you know, the symbol of what we've done in the last 6 years really is cool. And people truly are buying two bottles, one bottle to try and one bottle to never open. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I got the signed copy of the very first batch at your bourbon tasting event you did. Tim and Tracy was there, and my good friend Pat Battaglia and others. And I got to tell you, that bottle's never getting opened. I've got it up on my shelf, and everybody looks at it. Actually, Vicky and I went out and saw Yellowstone National Park 2022 that summer, and that was their 150th year anniversary of Yellowstone National Park. And they actually had a 150-year anniversary Yellowstone bourbon. So I've got that bottle sitting right next to the first batch I ever got with your signature and Tim and Tracy's and everybody. And, yeah, that bad boy is going to be open someday, probably by one of my grandsons.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, one of the other things you got going on the bourbon, and I believe it's on the website, you actually have a bourbon club. Explain that to folks. What do they get, and what is the cost, and what are the benefits of being a bourbon club member?
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because I almost spilled the beans a moment ago when you said the first signed bottle. Yeah, it's absolutely because you and Pat, like you mentioned, are members of our Iron Pig Bourbon Barrel Club. So for $400, and you can find out all the information, ironpigbourbon.com. So for $400, you're a lifetime member of our club, which gets you 10% off in perpetuity for you on anything at the restaurant or any of our restaurants, and 10% off all of our merchandise online. So when you sign up, you get your first bottle of bourbon. Now, everybody, we have 200 memberships right now, less than 200 memberships, but you get a bottle from each run. So I forget exactly what your number is. Is it 80-something, 60-something? So
you know what? I got to look. 23, I think. 24. I'm not sure. I got to look. 84.
So you'll
84.
Get,
the year I got
so you
married,
got your
that's
bottle.
What it was. That's
Here
right.
You go.
84.
I knew it was an 80. I knew it was an 80. So you got that first bottle with number 84, and then you'll get three more bottles from our next run each. So each bottle, number 84, is just for Trucker Randy or Pat or for whoever. So you go online. You can find your number, whatever your favorite number is. Mine's number 2. So I've got my small batch and my single barrel number 2 bottles sitting up on the shelf. So you'll get 4 bottles of bourbon all together, 10% lifetime discount, early access to all of our bourbon events that we do, which we've got a plan one here for the summer as well. What else do you get? Yep, the discount, the lifetime, the early access, dinners, features, all that kind of stuff is all wrapped up and included in that $400. And by the way, the bottles that you're buying retail go for $79 in and of themselves. So there's a tremendous amount of value, especially if you're a regular. Our regulars buy them just because they'll recoup the $400 with their 10% off discount in no time flat.
Oh, every time they come in and have dinner, saving 10% off the tab, that adds up pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Excellent. One other thing, based on sales, based on inventory, when do you think the next batch is coming? When will you have another bourbon tasting event?
We're looking at, it's looking probably like July. I'm hoping it's going to be sooner than that for the next batch to be bottled. Originally, we were sort of thinking it was going to be April or May, but it looks like we're going to push it back. You know, we want them to stay casked up as long as possible. So we just kind of keep an eye on our inventory and then give them a couple of months heads up to start the bottling process and then to get them shipped up here and all that. As far as an event, we had an event planned for April, but things got so crazy in April with opening the new restaurant downtown and all this other stuff that we're actually rescheduling it, and we're going to mix it up a bit. We may actually do a bourbon and cigar event outside in the pavilion.
Ah, excellent. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The downtown
Not something that happens around here.
Right. The downtown location is now prohibitioned. It's a completely different themed restaurant. Tell the folks about that and what they can experience at the old downtown location of the Iron Pig.
Yeah, so we just flipped that restaurant middle of March, kind of right around Valentine's Day. Kind of quiet. Well, I shouldn't say quietly. we did it without a lot of fanfare. We did it within about a week, so I kind of joke that we did a bar rescue turnaround sort of thing. And really, it's the exact opposite. We went from barbecue order at the counter to speakeasy style. Linen on the table, linen napkins, full service, wine menu, small plates or tapas style, as they call it. So you and Vicky would come in and order three or four of these small plates and sort of share. You'd come in with your group of golf buddies and you order maybe six or eight items and you all get to pass and share around. It's a very cool and unique dining experience built around, obviously, the prohibition against me not serving alcohol and food during the prohibition or during the pandemic. They prohibited me from selling alcohol and from selling food. And of course, Michigan has an amazing history with prohibition and the Purple Gang and everything that I didn't really realize until I started looking into these things. But I call it a dining experience, because as soon as you walk in, you realize that it's completely different. It's very moody lighting, jazz music playing. You'll see mug shots on the wall of some of the Purple Gang members, Al Capone. So, I mean, it really is something completely different and totally unique for the area.
Excellent, excellent. And do they offer any of the smoked pork, pulled pork type of meals, or is it completely a different menu?
No, we do. So actually, one of the items, for example, is a bruschetta. We put our brisket and marry it into a bruschetta on the menu as well. So we have a regular menu, then we have a rotating menu of about six items that we call the secret menu. And generally, we say you have to have the password to see the secret menu. We're never going to deny you that. I think the password this week is, I think it's bootleggers this week. So if anybody wants to come over, mention the password bootleggers, and we'll get you the secret menu.
Secret menu right there. And is Chef Ben involved in that too, or is he still at just the Iron Pig location?
He's our corporate chef, so that all of our menus at both locations are completely his doing. He's got a great imagination and has really figured out a way to weave our food into dishes from the 20s and 30s. That's the thing, too, is that, you know, our cocktail menu is all based on items that were very popular, and gin was a very popular booze because you could make it at home. You know, they call it bathtub gin for a reason.
Sure.
And, of course, whiskey. You know, that's what the Purple Gang became known for, is running Canadian whiskey, partly on behalf of Al Capone over in Chicago. So Michigan's just got a very cool history ahead of the federal prohibition. Michigan's prohibition was maybe 2-3 years ahead of it. So just fascinating to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, check it out on the website, ironpigsmoke.com. Ian, real quick, people can still order online for carryout?
Oh, absolutely, and our new drive-through window, too. So order online, Iron Pig Smoke, and for the new restaurant downtown, it's Prohibition, so it's prohibitioned.com for reservations.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you, brother. Thanks a lot for everything you're doing, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Appreciate you as always, Trucker Andy.
Thanks, man. Finally, our news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back.